Hello and welcome to this special science podcast from the 2011 AAAS Annual Meeting in Washington, D.C. It's February 21st. I'm Robert Frederick. In this short podcast, we'll hear about metacognition in people, pigeons, and macaque monkeys, and using techniques developed for studying animals to find out when children begin to know what they know. Science's David Graham spoke with David Smith of the State University of New York, Buffalo.
So, Dr. Smith, can you explain to people, sort of in general terms, what we mean when we say metacognition?
Well, we all have the sense that sometimes we should know an answer, but we don't. It can happen on a test. It can happen at a party when someone comes up to us and we should know their name, but we can't find it. Sometimes it's called the tip of the tongue state or feeling of knowing or things like that. And we respond often quite well to our doubts. We seek help and we seek hints and we Google a lot. And that's exactly the contemporary case of knowing you don't know and then you go find out.
And why is this something we care about studying? Why is it important to know when we develop metacognition and even that we have metacognition in the first place?
Well, it's probably one of the central aspects of every time we learn or remember or try to comprehend a book we read, we have to know, wait a minute, I didn't understand that passage. And we have to go back. We have to say, wait a minute, I don't understand how to carry it when I add. I got to find out. And so in every educational way, we are being meta. Now, as far as theoretically and about mind, it's supposed to be the highest cognitive capacity in us. And it has seemed to be one of the last to develop in kids. Like maybe at 7 or 8, you can still find tasks where they don't show their meta. And partially that's because we're using these very high level, you have to tell me in words exactly what your state of mind is, which is very hard for kids to do up to an older age. And so one aspect of this research is that using our techniques for the macaques, you might be able to find far more basic behavioral approaches that could then reach down the age at which they show a capacity in this area. And in fact, just like last year that was done, somebody took our experimental approaches and showed that they could bring the age down of uncertainty awareness to, I think, 3.5 or something. Way young kids, you know? But they didn't have to talk about it. They didn't have to say what they felt, or right? Which is very hard for them.
Can you just tell us about the basic approach that you take to show metacognition and some of the uncertainty you were talking about?
Yes, well, we give a lot of tasks, but they all, in a sense, as the animal, is a thing, a class A thing or class B thing. But we can make the trials really hard so that we will know when they can't really know the answer. And then on the side, we also give them this extra response that just lets them decline the answer. They can say, I won't play. And we watch to see how they use that response that's called the uncertainty response. And lo and behold, they use it exactly like we do as humans. And they say nothing about it. We say we're consciously not knowing when we use that response, but they use it exactly like we do in lots of cases.
Are there any implications for learning, for teaching, for how we educate? Is there anything along that line that could have applications for this type of research?
Absolutely. If you know how it develops, then you may be able to find programs and methods to train it better. And also there are some kids who are finally going to have a very hard time reaching the ultimate last stage of adult linguistic competence and self-awareness. And at that point, you're going to need to seek techniques for helping them self-regulate their behavior that are kind of more basic and at a lower level and at a less sort of verbal and introspective place. And so, once again, if you know the stages of the development, you may be able to say for an autistic kid, perhaps, or some other special needs child, you might be able to say, well, we know the more basic place at which we can sort of train and remediate them and make them be the best they can be.
Are there any animals that we're certain of besides humans that display metacognition, and which animals are those?
You know, science is not always that big on certainty, right? Science is always, this is the highest probability state of affairs right now. It is highly probable, and the consensus right now is that humans do, apes do, and old world monkeys do. Right? There is a strong suspicion that New World monkeys, the little organ grinder ones, the capuchins, have a great challenge when they have to be aware of their uncertainty. And pigeons have failed a lot of times, so they even more so may not have it. But you have to bear in mind that when an animal fails, it's a null result. And that could be because we didn't make them an offer they couldn't refuse. We didn't totally ask them the question in just the right way. In the case of pigeons, there are a couple of articles that just came out in the last few months, I think, where they're showing glimmers of it. Bare, just small glimmers of it. But so one doesn't want to rule it out at all. But that's the sense of the field, I think, right now.
And are there any implications for animal welfare? There is a push in the primate community to sort of assign personhood to maybe chimpanzees and some of the other apes. Even in the dolphin community, there's starting to be a movement to say dolphins maybe have self-awareness and therefore we should be treating them different than other animals. Would showing that animal has metacognition, in your mind, contribute to our ideas of these animals perhaps as non-human persons?
Well, maybe I'll answer a slightly different form of that question. I think our work definitely has strong implications for animal care and husbandry, because to the extent that a macaque knows its state of mind and feels its doubts and uncertainties, it's going to feel its situation and it's going to feel its pain and it's going to be, more there in awareness. And so I think the more we know about animal meta, the more we have to take care to house them well and caringly, because it's a testimony to how much they are aware of. Just one more point on this. We're actually doing research right now on giving macaques a 6-point scale of rating. So they see a thing and they can say that's a 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6. And we have in the back of our minds that we might be able to let them rate how much they like their cage and how much they like their cage made or stuff like that, right? Because, and then if they can rate stuff, they could really tell you a lot. And in a sense, uncertainty is a kind of a rating. And so we're kind of halfway there, but we're just starting.
What are you sort of most excited about? Where do you think the field's heading? Are there things that you're really looking forward to or that you think might be discovered in the foreseeable future?
I think one thing is that we will make a lot of headway in drawing the evolutionary map of meta. So we may be able to say, well, it's not pigeons, but crows and parrots, yes. That research hadn't been done yet. There hasn't been a lot of marine mammal research yet, and that's another big unknown. And behind all this is this really fascinating thing about whether a metacognitive capacity evolved just once in one line of the primates, or whether it evolved kind of all over the place whenever minds got really sophisticated. That's a huge question. The other main area I hope to explore more is I have in mind ways that you can really capture human declarative consciousness completely behaviorally. So you'll know by how they behave the moment when they consciously knew X or Y or whatever it is. And there's no reason why we couldn't apply those techniques to the monkeys and see if, in a sense, we can pinpoint their moments of conscious realization.
Dr. Smith, thank you very much for taking some time. We really appreciate it.
That was Science's David Grimm speaking with David Smith of the State University of New York, Buffalo, about recent developments in the study of animal metacognition. This has been a special science podcast from the 2011 AAAS Annual Meeting in Washington, D.C. Special thanks to Karina Wu for her work on this show. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write us at sciencepodcast@aaas.org. The show is a production of Science Magazine. Jeffrey Cook composed the music, and I'm Robert Frederick. On behalf of Science Magazine and its publisher, AAAS, the Science Society, thanks for joining us.